Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spinning spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus, and a fever dance with fate.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Dan, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That's the song is The Nexus. It's a wonderful song. The first song on the Innocent Age album that I've been trying to sell you for all these years now. I love that album, and I like telling people about it. It's just such a great... It's a double album. It's got... There's not a bad song on the whole... And many of his very best songs are there. Auld Lang Syne, Leader of the Band, Run for the Roses, The Reach. Oh, that's a great song. Anyway, Dan Fogelberg. I like telling people about Dan. Still miss him, but we still have his music. And as long as I'm on the air, we're gonna play some of it. It's just you and me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I think I may have said that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Just got back from receiving the Axiom Business Book Award, international award that's the second award my new book, The Age of the Customer, has won, and I'm kind of proud of that, and hope you don't mind me enjoying that a little bit. So, all right, it's just you and me, and I want to talk about another thing. I mentioned earlier that Rick Newman asked me to send him three things that I thought that the candidates need to know about small business. In the last segment, I mentioned anti-business rhetoric and anti-business policies, especially as they're hurting our big business customers. Never mind us, small business owners. They're hurting our big business customers. Now I want to move over to another thing that I sent to Rick. And I said, don't raise minimum wage. That's big in the news right now, minimum wage, right? And minimum wage... I'm against it. I'm against the minimum wage, period. I'm against having a minimum wage. The government does not need to be involved in how I pay my people. The marketplace should determine. Labor is an element of the business process. And the government has no business telling me that I should raise my people to pay them more, but they use the canard, they use the straw man of a living wage, as the people who are in favor of this, and it's bogus, because I'm not going to go into all the details about how few people actually, or how most people who have minimum wage, who are in the minimum wage level, aren't actually feeding a family. Some are, no question about it. But the minimum wage, if we have to have one, should be an entry-level training wage, not a wage that keeps you afloat. You should be paid a minimum wage, whatever it is, when you have to be trained to do everything. If you have any skills, you will be hired in at a higher rate. It happens all the time, folks. That's what happens. Now, I remember when raising minimum wage back in the 70s, I remember when raising minimum wage was an inflationary thing. It actually caused inflation because there were a lot of people on minimum wage. But today, and every time minimum wage got raised, it rippled all the way through the entire employment system, your payroll system, which I'm going to mention in a minute. But there's another reason why minimum wage is not inflationary anymore, and it's a reason why it's not really hurting small businesses as much as it used to, and that's technology. That's right. We have other options now. We don't have to hire a person for every job that we need to have. We can buy a machine. We can buy software. We can rent. Cloud computing, software as a service. We can outsource it to somebody else. We don't have to bring on a new employee. So we have other options. So when politicians think they're helping people by raising minimum wage, they're actually hurting them. Because when you raise the price of something, you reduce the amount of it. And that's the reason why everybody doesn't have a Mercedes, right? They're pretty high priced. So they don't make as many Mercedes as they do Chevrolets. So when you raise the price of wages, when you mandate to a business that they have to pay a certain price for minimum wage, you're going to get less of that kind of work, less of that kind of a job, those kinds of jobs. And that's hurting those people who want a job. Look around you. As minimum wage has become a bigger deal, you had fewer and fewer jobs available for young people, right? Look at what happened with the intern situation, the college intern situation, when they started making people pay for interns, which I've always paid my interns minimum wage, but I don't blame companies if they don't want to do that. If the intern's getting a benefit from that on their resume and they're learning something, if they agree to do that, if they're willing to do that, then leave them alone, government. I think the government should be out of the way, out of the business of telling me how much I should pay people. Which brings me to a point about this living wage thing. If you think, you know, like in Washington right now, it's going up to $15, right? Why don't you make it $25? If it's money that's falling out of the sky, if it's monopoly money to you, just make it $25. Many companies will come just as near paying 25 than they will 15, which is to say they won't do either one of those because they can't afford either one of those. You're going to have fewer small businesses too if you raise minimum wage too much. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.